Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? It's your favorite podcast host back with the Don't You Worry podcast. And I am super pumped for this conversation today.
Me too. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about fear. So obviously our podcast is called Don't You Worry, because when we started this, we were like, if we want anybody in the world to know one thing, it's don't you worry. So that's been our number one thing. And we thought that we would get a little bit more practical about that today. And we want to talk a little bit about how we have dealt with fear, some things that have helped us deal with fear. So one of our main things is worship that has helped us through fear and anxiety, worship and music that lifts us up. So obviously music is something that I feel like stays in your mind a lot. Music is something that you put it in your mind and it's on repeat. It's easier. You may read a passage of scripture or you may read a book and remember one or two quotes from that page. But if you listen to a song, you might remember like all the words. So I know that both of us have decided like what we listen to, like music wise, is what we want to stay in our mind all day. So we today wanted to talk about our 10 best songs to fight with fear, because fear is such a real thing in our world today, and especially with people our age, but also people older than us.
Yeah, I mean, I deal with like, you know, the fear of heights, fear of snakes, a bunch of what?
Okay, well, yes, those are all fears, but I meant like deeper fears.
Yeah.
So fear of heights, fear of snakes, fear, those are all things that I feel like when somebody's like, what's your biggest fear? That's what you answer. But honestly, there's a lot of things deeper than that too, that are fears that people struggle with, whether it's the fear, oh my gosh, I can't talk. Whether it's the fear of like the unknown. So maybe if you don't know where you're going to college, or if you don't know where your next step is going to be, how you're going to provide for your family, or what you're going to do after high school, whatever stage of life you're in, that's one. Maybe it's the fear of being lonely and never finding somebody to marry, or maybe it's the fear of, I don't know, what are some other fears that I feel like people deal with?
I think you covered a lot of them, just like,
yeah,
especially the fear of unknown. And that can be so many different things. Like you mm-hmm. said, providing for your family or going to college, all those things.
Yeah. And then there's anxiety too, which anxiety is more like spiraling and you are one thing after another. And a lot of times when you're in the middle of anxiety, it's like all lies, things mm-hmm. that you're just one after another, you're worrying about, but it really doesn't matter. But we know that no matter what kind of fear or anxiety it is, we have lots of things that we can do to overcome that fear, and that's to fight it with songs that uplift us. So we want to talk about our top 10 songs today. Yes. To fight with fear. What is okay. your first one?
So one of mine that is a huge go-to for me, it came out in 2024. Mm-hmm. It's called Still Waters by Leanna Crawford. That was her first big album that she released, and mm-hmm. that was kind of like the title track song, and in parentheses it's like Psalm 23.
Yeah.
Because the majority of that song is like, it says basically the entire scripture of Psalm 23. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite lyrics is, anxiety hates Psalm 23, so just say it to yourself until you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if like you're struggling with fear or anxiety, depression, whatever you're struggling with in the moment, even if Psalm 23 is not the perfect passage like to resonate with you in that moment,
mm-hmm.
that song is still a reminder, like, okay, whenever I'm dealing with these things, I need to speak truth into my life, and I need mm-hmm. to put scripture into my brain and get me on that track when I'm struggling with this, because the enemy, that's the one thing the enemy hates, because mm-hmm. it can't fight against the word of God. The word yeah. of God is too powerful, and that's just something that always helps me overcome whatever I'm going through in the moment.
Yeah.
Because I just then can go back to the word and be like, okay, this is what I need to read, this is what I need to study in this moment, and then it doesn't necessarily take everything away mm-hmm. in the long run, but it can just relieve me for that moment and give me peace that only God can give.
I think too, with the whole reading scripture over your life, even if you're not in a season of fear and anxiety, maybe you're in a season of joy and uplifting, like you're happy all the time and you're not really struggling with anything. It's still so important to be in scripture a lot, because maybe you're going to have a season of fear or anxiety or doubts or whatever it may be. And then you have that scripture already in your mind that you can remind yourself, or somebody else may be going through it. So yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah. Another lyric in that song, like, it literally just matched up with what you said. It was, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. So like, remember scripture,
right,
so that you can use it when like everything else in your life is going nuts and crazy and you feel like you can't control anything. It's like, oh, I remember this one scripture and let me apply this now.
Yeah, that's good. My second song that is in our list is Count 'Em by Brandon Lake. Such a good song. So hype. If you ever just like really need to get in a good mood or whatever, play that song. It's so good. But the part of the song that I really like is towards the end when he starts listing things off. Because when you're in the middle of fear, you may start doubting that God can do whatever you think he can't do. And he starts listing off like how many raging seas opened in front of me, how many victories, I can't count them, how many miracles, how many hospitals said it's impossible, but how many miracles, I can't count them. And it's just like over and over again, it's things that like, remember what God has already done, so that you can have faith that he can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many things that he has already done, and you don't always, in the middle of something, you don't always remember that. So if you're in the middle of something that you're doubting or you have fears, then just take a second and be like, okay, what has God already done for me? Because I know he can do it again.
Yeah, another one of my songs is The Cross by Ann Wilson, mm-hmm. and it features Chris Tomlin on that song. And the lyric that I love the most is, it says, nothing you have ever done could change the mercies done for you. And whenever we're in the middle of like a fear or anxiety situation, it'll cause us to do stupid things. Like, you'll say something to mm-hmm. somebody and you'll regret it, or you'll be super stressed out and you'll be spiraling and putting things into your minds. And it's like, I should not be doing this. This is not mm-hmm. healthy for me. And I think it, like, it will cause us to sin sometimes, but what this specific song and the lyrics, what it reminds you of, it's like, you can't out-sin the cross mm-hmm. because there is nothing that you can do that would measure up to the amount of sins and like everything that Jesus just took on whenever he went mm-hmm. to the cross. And I think it's just such a good reminder for us, because it's like, he will love you and he will never hate you, no matter if you doubt him or if you just like sin against God. He won't hate you, even though like, yes, you need to ask for forgiveness and he will show you his love, but mm-hmm. it's like he won't hate you for anything that you've ever done.
Yeah, and you can always go back to that. Like mm-hmm. there was a song like a long time ago that I really loved that was Never Too Far Gone. So you may think that, oh, I've really messed up this time, God's not gonna want me back, but you can always go back to the foot of the cross, like it says in that song. Mm-hmm. Another one that I've loved, I know I talked about it probably in one of the latest episodes, about the song that I've loved leading worship with, and that's Trust in God by Elevation Worship. It's so good. I learned it on guitar. It's a really good song. But what I love so much is the bridge of that song, and it just repeats the same line over and over again. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. And it just repeats that as many times. Sometimes if I'm in worship, I'm just like, let's sing it 20 times. Let's keep going because it's so good.
Yes.
But I remember there was a time last summer when I was kind of dealing with doubts, and I was like, I don't know how to get past this. I'm doubting this thing and I'm doubting this. So I was like, I just need to pray about it. And I sat down and I prayed about it. And then I was by myself. So as soon as I ended the prayer, then I just sat in silence for a minute, and immediately this verse like popped into my brain. It was, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. And I was like, whoa, God heard me. Like, sometimes it feels like you're just talking into thin air sometimes, if it feels like you don't get the answer back right away, or if you don't get the answer that maybe God wants. Maybe you're wishing for something that's not God's plan, but he's always going to hear you and he's going to answer in whatever way he sees fit for your situation. So I think that's such a big part of fear and anxiety, or whatever it may be. Just literally pray about it. And mm-hmm. even though it may not bring you all the peace in the world at the moment, it definitely helps. And eventually you're going to get an answer.
That leads kind of into the next song that I was going to talk about. It's Don't Stop Praying by Matthew S. I know I've mentioned that one a few times. That's one of my favorites. And the lyric that I was going to say went out to me, it's that your Father has heard every single word that you're saying, mm-hmm. so don't stop praying. Because sometimes, like you said, whenever I'm like going through a fear situation, my mind has just been blocked. It's like, yeah. I can't handle it, and I feel like I can't handle it, and I'm just thinking, like, this is the end. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm talking into thin air. It's like, I don't know. He's not doing anything, and I'm not seeing God work. Mm-hmm. And I think this song just reminds me so much. It's like, okay, he hears every single word mm-hmm. that you speak, every burden that is weighing on you. He hears it, and he knows it. And just, like, push on. Keep praying no matter how hard it is. And another lyric in that song is, let your knees wear out the floor, as in, like, pray so hard and mm-hmm. pray continuously, never stop, and just keep going on and on until, like, you hear from God. And whether it, like you said, sometimes it's not God's plan what we want, but he will give us an answer, and he will give us some closure, like, okay, yeah. this is not what I'm going to do for you, but let's move you into a place where you might not understand it now, but he's going to get you through it. And he's going to be like, okay, here is what you actually need for your yeah. life. And so I just love that one too, because it's like, he does hear you. Keep on. It's almost like an encouragement song. Like, you got this, keep going.
It is, because it's hard to,
it
like,
is hard.
If you're praying for something for a long time and you feel like you don't see the breakthrough that you're wanting, then you have to just keep going. Mm-hmm. You have to just pray continuously and ask other people to pray for you. If it's something that you really feel like is a good thing that God would want, mm-hmm. don't, like, ask people for prayer if it's something dumb. But, like, yeah. if it's something that you are looking for a breakthrough in, then bring other people into that, because mm-hmm. there's power in prayer. And what you were saying about that he's always working, that kind of leads into my other song, Waymaker. It's been out for a few years by Leland, and the part in the bridge where it says, even when I don't see it, you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working, you're never gonna stop working. And over again, it's like, wow, because sometimes we don't see it, and or we may not see it for a few years, and we may not feel it. We definitely don't feel it all the time.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, well, I just don't feel close to God right now. Well, first of all, are you reading the Bible? Are you praying? Are you listening to worship music? But if not, still sometimes it may not feel like God's working. But even when we don't see it, he's still there working. And that's an encouraging thing. You have to just speak that truth over yourself to remind yourself that God is still there and he's still working even when we don't feel it.
Yeah, another one of my songs kind of relates to that. It was It Wasn't For Nothing by the band Jaren. It's not a super popular song, in my opinion, but I heard it and I was like, whoa, this is really good.
Yeah.
And the lyric I love is he's using the hurt and the heartache that you're going through for who you're becoming. Mm-hmm. So you can look back and say that it wasn't for nothing. And I think it's something that you can listen to in the middle of your, like, struggles, anxieties, depression, whatever you're going through. And you can be like, okay, this is what I'm dealing with in the moment. And I can literally listen to it in the middle and be like, I'm going to look back at this situation and be like, mm-hmm. I'm so glad that happened, because you're going to be stronger for it mm-hmm. and you're going to be better for it, because that's just how God works. And mm-hmm. it's going to be amazing and it's going to turn out completely fine. And even though it's really hard in the situation, this is a song. It's also an upbeat song. You know, it kind of gets your blood pumping. You're like, okay, yeah. I'm excited now. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if I just listen to it, then I can be in a better mood and not think about how hard it is in mm-hmm. the moment. And it can just be one of those things that where it's like freeing to just be like, okay, this is going to work out and it's going to yeah. be, and I'm going to be thankful for it. I think that's another thing. It's really hard in a situation. You can be like, I know I'm going to get through this. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going to be thankful for this. I'm going to wish I would have gone through with more gratitude. And I just love that.
Yeah, that's good. Another one of the songs that I've loved, this one is my favorite all-time worship song. Like, all time, there's no worship song that I love more, and it's I Speak Jesus. And it's so powerful because there's a different line. There's a line that's I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, which is the whole purpose of this episode. And then the chorus, it's talking about your name is power, your name is healing. There's all these things that the name of Jesus is simply power and healing. And there's so much that you can do by just speaking Jesus into whatever situation you're in. So if you're in the middle of fear, just speak the name of Jesus into it. Just pray over it and say, Jesus, I just want to give this fear and anxiety to you, just over and over again if you need to, and worship him through it. It's a big deal that you just like speak Jesus over the whole thing. That's why I love that song so much, is because there's so many things that it lists off in the song: depression, anxiety, all these things that we face. And every time that it's sang, the entire room, whoever's in there, whoever's worshiping together, we are all praising Jesus and saying, okay, we're going to speak the name of Jesus over all of these things together.
And worshiping through it. That's your other song. It's called Worship Through It by Tasha Layton. I love that song so much. And my favorite lyric, hold on, I'm trying to quote this right. Okay, it says, before I see my breakthrough, I'm going to choose to praise you.
Yeah.
And I love that, because when you're in the middle of your situation, it's not just to worship him after the miracle happens.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we do that, and yes, that's great. Worship, praise him after he's done something amazing in your life and, mm-hmm. you know, had your breakthrough. But you also need to worship in the middle of it, because God will work in so many different ways, and he will give you signs of hope. And even if you don't have anything, worshiping and like going through God's word and praying and everything that we've talked about in this episode already, doing all of that will give you hope, and it will give you courage to keep on going and keep on just pushing it and going through your day as best as you can, just to finally get through it. But not just to be like, okay, I gotta get through this, be like, let me worship in the moment right now, so then when I'm through it, I'll be even happier, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, he's so amazing, because I've already been focusing on him. Mm-hmm. So then when it's over, you'll be focused on him way more.
Yeah. And because God is the same. God is the same before your situation, in the middle of it, after. He never stops being good. So we should never stop worshiping him for being good. Even if things in our life may not seem good at the moment, he's still good. So he's worth praising. And then my very last song, I remember, this is funny, I remember playing, not even playing this song, I was singing this song the first time I was driving by myself, because I was even scared. I was like, I'm not going to plug the music up. I need no distractions. Nobody can, I don't want to get killed on the road. It wasn't that extreme. But I was like, I just sang this over and over again. And I sang Fear Is Not My Future by Brandon Lake. And it's such a powerful song. Like you said, I want to quote this right. But it says, fear is not my future. You are. Sickness is not my story. You are. Death is not the end, Jesus. You are. And it's so powerful, because I feel like in the middle of our anxiety, we tend to tell ourselves lies. And it may be like, oh, well, like, for example, you were really sick for a long time. You had that long fever. Go back to episode three or four. One of those, we talked about it. And you had a fever for a really long time and didn't know how to get out of it, because nobody could find a cure for it. So you definitely had a little bit of anxiety during that time, and you could have just lied and told yourself over and over again, oh, sickness is just my story right now. That's just where I'm at. But the truth is, sickness is not your story. Jesus is your story. So you focused on that instead, and then that got you through the anxieties that came along with that. And fear, like, we may think for our future, it's just fear. Fear is not our future. Jesus is, because we know we have hope in him. And if you have a real relationship with Jesus, that's why I love the death is not the end, Jesus, you are line. If you have a real relationship with Jesus, you don't even have to fear death, because that's almost...
I feel like that's another common answer where it's like, I have the fear of death. Be like, well, if you have a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, because that's one of the answers that it's like, well, my biggest fear is dying. If you have Jesus, you don't even have to fear that.
Yeah.
So there's literally nothing that you have to fear if you have Jesus. And that's the whole purpose of this episode. One of the 10 truths that we found in these songs. I hope that resonated with one of you or somebody listening, because we just wanted to speak truth over your lives today and figure out and tell you some of the songs that we've poured into our lives.
Yeah.
Because we want people to fill their lives and fill their minds with truth. And that way you can speak it over yourself and over other people.
Yes. And comment below on YouTube, Instagram, wherever you want to comment. What do we need to add to our playlist?
Yeah.
What songs can encourage us through our fears and anxieties? And we want to know, because we're not done learning.
Yeah. We're going to keep adding to that playlist. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We hope that you got something out of our episode. Check these songs out if you haven't already heard them, and we will see you back for the next episode.